Robert Andrew Berdella was an American serial killer from Kansas City. He raped, tortured and killed at least six men. Berdella was conscious of his homosexuality. In 1984 he started dating Jerry Howell, a good-looking 19-year-old male prostitute. On July 5, 1984, Berdella invited Howell to his house, where he drugged him with sedatives for animals and immobilized by binding him to a bed. In the following hours he repeatedly rapes his victim, writes carefully about the process into his diary and takes several pictures to relieve his fantasy later. This was the beginning of torture and murder spree. Next year, 18-year-old Robert Sheldon, who was a friend of Berdella's, came to stay with him for a few days and found himself drugged and held captive in the basement just like Howell before him. He was killed after 3 days of torture by suffocation. 21-year-old Todd Stoops was kidnapped because Berdella felt sexually frustrated at him. The torture he endured prior to his death included electric shocks via a spatula placed across the eyelid in an unsuccessful attempt to blind him. Stoops died in a combination of blood loss and infection. In March 1988, 2 years after killing Todd Stoops, Berdella abducted his last victim, a prostitute named Chris Bryson. He put him in his basement like the others had been before him. While Berdella was at work, Bryson managed to break free and ran to a neighbor's house, wearing nothing but a dog collar around his neck. His horrific dungeon was exposed along with the Polaroids and remains of his victims.
Well, Jerry Howell ran away at 17 and he ended up on the streets. He did dirty things for dirty money, but it's better than getting beat. Now, KC was a rough town back then and an easy place to die. Well, it took away Jerry's innocence and then it took away his life. Yes, it took away his life. Poor. He didn't even know how to read or write. He had a history of crime and a history of violence. All he knew how to do was fight. He worked at the Westport flea market, surviving by what he was selling. And that's where they first met the butcher Bob Berdella. They met the butcher Bob Berdella. Well, Bob Berdella was worse than Gacy. He just didn't get the press. And anybody who went in that Hyde Park basement, they were sure to come out dead. He might even got away with the hell that he caused within those four walls. But he done fucked up when he went at Jerry, because behind him was Paul. Behind him was Paul. Those Kansas City streets, all the junkies and the cops and the whores. He'd been watching Bob for a minute now, he knew he was rotten down to his soul. Well, Paul hunted Bob all over that dirty old town, and it was that vigilante style that brought the butcher of Kansas City down. He brought the butcher of KC down. Well, Paul put a hit out on Bob by a man whose job was to kill. That night it was supposed to go down, that man ended up going to jail. Well, Paul didn't like the police, but he knew what he had to do. He went to the Kansas City Police Department, and he told them all that he knew. He had told them everything that he knew. Paul found a dirty cop who was involved. He met a kid that had escaped. He even found even the remains of victims that Bob had killed and raped. But once the police had that evidence, they took it and they ran. And by 5 o'clock that night, they had the butcher in their hands. They had the butcher in their hands. It's been decades now, and we can only pray that Jerry's soul is at rest. His tragedy is that of every kid who ran for freedom and ended up dead. Yes, we can blame the butcher. It was his evil that brought Jerry's end. Or you can look at us. We killed Jerry, and the blood is on our hands. Yes, the blood is on our hands. This is the killing of young Jerry Howe. Slaughtered by that dirty town. This is the killing of young Jerry Howe. And now they brought the butcher of Kansas City.